This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
What's up, people? Welcome back to Rebranding Safety. Today it's the Rebranding Safety Show. That's what we're calling it now. Let's jump into the intro and I'll tell you some more about it. Hey everyone, welcome back to Rebranding Safety. My name is James McPherson, your host for today on the Rebranding Safety Show. Rebranding Safety is brought to you by RiskFluent, the Czech culture and fire consulting company that's trying to rebrand safety. Risk Assessor, which is the go-to app for RAMs in the UK. If you're a loyal, long-term kind of listener to Rebranding Safety podcast, you'll know that we've been very quiet of late. Even if you watch us on YouTube, you'll have noticed we've been very quiet. And that, in part, is your fault. Because you're so loyal, when we started the consulting business, RiskFluent, we got really busy really quick, and it's been like 2 years. We're coming up to the end of our second year. It's gone absolutely manic, and Rebranding Safety suffered a little bit from that. We kind of hadn't had time to do the shows, do the videos, write the content, edit them, and so on. We did get better at doing the TikTok stuff for a little bit, and we're dead keen to start doing those little clips and stuff as well and bring that back, and that definitely is something that will come back. But what we have done is gone away and have a good think about how can we structure our content so we're constantly giving you guys something to watch and listen to, whilst at the same time it's not demanding too much, because when it starts demanding too much, I think the value started to drop and the quality of what we were doing was starting to drop, because we weren't really putting that much effort into it. Another reason why I won't put that much effort into it is because, if I'm honest, it kind of got a bit safetied out, particularly my relationship with social media was poor, probably still not great at the minute, particularly safety social media. Additionally, like, when you're going through a period of building a business and that business is around safety and it's really stressful, the last thing you want to do is turn the camera on and try and be really positive and enthusiastic about safety. So that's kind of all the reasons why it got real quiet. And I've spoken about this a couple of times on the podcast. But the whole aim of the Rebranding Safety Show is to kind of add a bit more structure to everything, get back onto YouTube and so on. And YouTube is going to be our primary focus. We're still going to keep putting out the audio-only version. We're going to target YouTube as our place to grow. But the podcast is still a massive, important part of what we're doing. So there'll still be a podcast episode that comes out. So what's that structure look like? So this is what we're going to call the Rebranding Safety Show going forward. I'm going to do this once a month. And now this is going to be a audio and video kind of show. And it's either going to be me talking about some things on my own, or it's going to be me and someone else from the RiskFluent team. So we have recruited someone in RiskFluent. I'm really keen to get them a part of Rebranding Safety. They're also really keen to get part of Rebranding Safety. And if you are a listener of the podcast, you know who they are. If you're part of the kind of Rebranding Safety, Health and Safety Network community, you definitely know who this person is. Also, I'll have mentioned Sherry over the years. She's a massive part of Rebranding Safety, has been for a very long time. She's a huge part of RiskFluent, and I'm really keen for her to get involved and come on the show. Not sure she's quite keen to do it. However, I think that would be really cool if we could have kind of the RiskFluent team kind of chewing the fat on some things and discussing bits and bobs and having the Rebranding Safety Show at the different couple of personalities in there. I think it would be a really nice dynamic. So the long-term aim is to turn this more into a show, so to speak. Something that you can go to as kind of you would Match of the Day, but for safety, but also nowhere near as big a budget as Match of the Day. So the structure of the show will hopefully, I want to aim kind of a bit of news maybe. So I want to kind of go through, here are some interesting news that we've seen on LinkedIn, we've seen in magazines, we've seen here, there and everywhere. Some stuff that we think is important to discuss. And then I want to kind of go into any news about the businesses, Risk Fluent, Risk Assessor. If I can touch on those, it won't be an advert. If it gives value and I think it's helpful to you, we'll say it, but it won't be an advert. So you'll still get value out of this episode. And then finally, I want to finish off with kind of an in-depth discussion. So if that's just me, it's just going to be me giving my opinion on something or discussing something like the podcast has been for a long time. If it's me and insert name of new team member here, we'll be discussing something through. If it's me and Sherry, if it's all three of us, we'll all just be discussing and throwing our opinions out. That's where I think Rebounding Safety Show has got some real potential to be something really cool, really interesting, and maybe something actually quite new to the safety profession. Not a panel, it's not a webinar, it's just one, two, three people just having a chat about something they saw in the last month. So we're going to do that once a month. Then we're also going to keep going with the podcast interviews, but we're going to rein them in a little bit because they're hard work. It's hard work to find people. It's hard work to plan the dates in the diary. It's hard work to plan the content and the conversation we're going to have. So we're going to rein that back to once a month. Hopefully you've seen the Sunny Atwell podcast we put out, and you've noticed a little bit of thought had gone into the intros in there where we're clipping stuff up. We're taking a bit of inspiration from Diary of the CEO and how they kind of have this real dramatic intro. I thought it was really cool. It was really exciting to do. So we kind of got that. And the focus there is going to be what it always has been on Rebounding Safety, where we are just literally me and someone else just talking about something on the podcast. So that's staying. And we're going to do that once a month. So from a podcast, if you're an audio owner listener, you're still going to get two pieces of content a month, which will be the Rebounding Safety Show and an interview. So you're still going to get those two pieces of content, which, to be honest, over the last 6 months is more than what you've probably had in the last 6 months. Then on the YouTube side of things, we're going to look at having a tips video, like we maybe not call it a tips video because that's going to go wrong, isn't it? Come up with a new name, but a video where we talk about something, we give you some advice, a talking head style video. So it could be culture, it could be fire, it could be safety, it could be anything. We just recorded a video on PPE for a health and safety consultant. So any kind of top tips that we would have for you will be in there, ranging from technical all the way through to kind of the more transformational stuff. Then we're going to try and work in some kind of vlog style videos. So once a month, I want to try and do kind of a week in the life of a consultant, health and safety professional, because I want you to come on the journey with us. We're building Risk Fluent. So it'll be very much, as much as I can, bringing you along to some of the stuff that we do. It's challenging because we've done a few and we've recorded a few and we're editing them and we're going to get them out soon at the time of recording this anyway. It can be a bit challenging because sometimes people are not comfortable with the safety guy bringing a big camera on. So we're thinking of clever ways of how to do that. But ultimately, I want to, vlogging's always something I've really wanted to do. It's always been something that it was the reason I started kind of YouTubing. I've watched Casey Neistat all the time and I thought, wow, this is cool. Wouldn't it be cool if we did this and had a business to do it? Now we've got a business and we're not making videos. So the aim would be to kind of bring you along with me a week and either do one of two things, tell a story of Risk Fluent and pull a lesson out of that story, hopefully, as well. So throughout the month, you're going to have the Rebranding Safety Show once a month. You're going to have a technical transformational tips video once a month. You're going to have a podcast interview once a month. Then you're going to have a vlog once a month. And then out of all of that, we are going to attempt, I'm not promising anything, but we are going to attempt to make cuts and clips to be able to share on social media as well. As you can imagine, all of this stuff is very hard, so we're trying to streamline it to work smoother with the running of the businesses. Just lastly, I wanted to kind of give you a bit of news, but give you a bit of news about Risk Fluent and Risk Assessor. So you might have seen on LinkedIn and stuff, and I've mentioned it today, Risk Assessor, a couple of times. But what is it? What happened there? How did all of a sudden Risk Fluent get involved with an app company and so on? And it's been a real interesting kind of journey, especially for me over my career. I've actually really struggled with safety apps, not this company, which is called Safety Apps, but ultimately with apps that do things for safety. I've always found they've actually not helped me as much as they say they're going to help me. And I think partly that's me. Like, I used to stay organized by carrying a massive file of facts around with me. So I think it took me a long time to catch up with tech. I think maybe at the time I was trying tech, it probably wasn't where it is now. I think as well, I definitely didn't give it the time because I just liked writing things down, and it was edgy to say, oh no, I don't do that. I like the smell of a book and I like to write things down and stuff like that. So maybe I was kind of influenced by that stuff as well. But ultimately, as my productivity and life planning and business planning has definitely came over to the technical side, literally the file of facts disappeared years ago. All of my notes sit on the iPad, which is where my script is for this video, this show, and so on. Everything's kind of gradually gone tech. And we started the business, and we got a random phone call from a guy called James, coincidentally, who started a company a number of years ago called Safety Apps and made an app called Risk Assessor, Risk Assessor Pro. And he did it really out of the desire for his own company. He was kind of fed up of writing rams and thought there's got to be a better way to do this. So essentially went on himself building an app with tech developers. That same team is still part of the business now. All we're doing is kind of taking over the running of it, because what happened is Risk Assessor got quite popular quite quick. So ended up being at a point where the app needed a safety professional to take it to its next level. And James wanted a safety team and a safety kind of professional that were maybe looking at things a little bit more outside the box. He's been a listener, watcher, follower of Rebranding Safety for a while and just gave us a call. And essentially we negotiated a kind of agreement between us for us to take over the company. Like I say, James and the tech guys that built the app are still there. So the team that have seen it from cradle, hopefully never to grave, but ultimately cradle to where it is now, are still there. What we're doing is coming in to take over the sales, the app development, and to take it forward. And it kind of transformed me on safety apps, because I had in my head, I need to get into tech, and I want the company to get into tech, and I want us to, it's clearly the future, and I need to open my mind to it. And then this all happened, and it happened really quickly, and I was like, the answer is clearly yes, but you know, I need to do some work on myself about it. And being forced to do that because we had the company was actually really helpful for me. And I've kind of had my eyes open to it in that we're doing a webinar this week. So I'm recording this on Tuesday, and then on Thursday this week, which is week commencing, well, it doesn't matter because you're already, I'd have already done it anyway. So you're doing a double RSM webinar on this exact topic, where actually I'm now looking at tech as the ability to take off all of this admin crap that we do in safety that dominates, I think, about 80 to 90% of our time. Take it off of us, make it easier, make it quicker, so we can actually do the things that we've been talking about for a number of years of being more engaged with the shop floor, looking at behaviors, thinking about culture, learning how to learn and run learning teams and facilitate better conversations and all of this stuff that we go is, oh wow, that's amazing, couldn't we, I wish we could do that, but I'm too busy writing rams, I'm too busy doing this, I'm too busy doing that. So that's where I've kind of got to now, and I'm like, actually this works to enable the cultural transformational human performance work that we do in Risk Fluent. And I kind of had this glass smash moment, because I was kind of forced to, which was a good thing. And then all of this stuff with ChatGPT started happening and AI, and I genuinely started to think, this is 100% the future here, and this is really interesting. Now, AI definitely deserves a video in its own right. ChatGPT definitely deserves a video in its own right. We have it ready to go. We've just got to record it and get it edited and get it out there. So we've got some cool discussion points around that as well. But ultimately, I think all of us have to probably learn from my lesson, and what I learned was tech's not going to work unless we approach it with the attitude of this could work. So that's kind of been my lesson, I suppose, through this journey of taking over Risk Assessor, which has been really, really cool. And whilst all of this has been going on, RiskFluent's gone absolutely mad as well, and the consultant side of the business has gone really, really busy. So the next Rebranding Safety show that you will see will be me and this new team member. So this person's coming on, they're going to be the senior partner of RiskFluent. Why did we call it a senior partner? It was actually that person's original idea, and we kind of took it a little bit further. But we really like the idea of matching to kind of law firms and modern consultancies in America and stuff like that as a little bit of a symbol of we're doing things a little bit differently. So I kind of like that. Also, this person, once you meet them, you'll immediately know they're not just a consultant. They're a big part of the business from both the business development phase stage and then also the actual consulting as well. So the next show, Rebrand Safety Audience, will be the first ones. You'll get the exclusive on who is the senior partner at RiskFluent. You have been a huge part of the growth of all of this stuff. RiskFluent, Risk Assessor, the Health and Safety Network, which I haven't spoken about much today, but we'll definitely get more time and airtime on the Rebrand Safety show going forward. If we hadn't kind of started Rebrand Safety like 5-6 years ago, and you know, the audience of what, apparently 19,000 people, according to some podcast consultant, that we've got that listen to us and watch us regularly, none of this would have happened. So I thought it was really important that such a big part of the business is announcing that we've employed someone. You deserve to be on Rebrand the Safety show first. So thank you very much, all of you, for listening. Apologies, we've been quiet for a long time. Thank you very much for watching, supporting, liking, sharing, whatever it is you do to support us, buying merch, whatever. We appreciate it. And thank you very, very much. And I look forward to making more videos, more shows, more TikToks, more whatever for you guys, and get back to consistent video content production. I'll catch you next week. Safe.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the host and its guests and do not necessarily reflect the position of the companies. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are examples only based on limited and dated open source information and should not be utilised in real life as the only solution available. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the companies. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, or otherwise, without prior written permission from James McPherson.